Welcome to Jam Session Reality Era, where we're spilling the tea on our favorite reality shows. From the drama-fueled Housewives to the legendary Vanderpump Crew, we're here to dish it all out. Just a heads up, spoilers are on the menu, so listen at your own risk.
Hey everybody, it's Jeanette.
And Megan. And today is special because we are together.
Together forever and ever.
Recording together forever. Yeah, we're recording in my office right now together.
Live from Florida.
And we wanted to talk about the newest episodes of The Traitors. I think we left off on episode 5, so now we're talking about 6 and 7 because they blew our mind.
Mind blown. And I want to mention that I just finished season 1 and my mind was blown.
I'm almost done with season 1 and I'm really excited about it because it's getting so good.
I'm so excited.
Again, I'd like to thank Jeanette because I'm only watching this because of her and it's such a great show. It really is. All right. So you want to get into it?
Yeah, let's talk about it.
Okay, so in episode 6, our little babyface Bergie walked in.
Burbalicious.
Yeah, because he had the shield, but remember, Peter was lying and saying that he had the shield, so they went to murder Bergie, and surprise!
They fell for the trap.
Oh my god. So, like, what were your thoughts when he walked in?
I was like, no, because I've discovered I'm Team Traitor and Megan's Team Faithful.
Yeah.
I'm rooting for the Traitors for some reason. So when I saw that they picked Bergie and fell for the trap, I was like, no, this isn't good because I'm Team Traitor.
Yeah, I'm Team Faithful. So I was like, in your face, damn.
Yeah, and they were like, game on. They were so pumped.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I still don't feel how they thought that was a solid, foolproof plan because they told 3 people and they told everyone in their group. Everyone in their group is a faithful, but they don't know that. So it's still not a foolproof plan to me. I don't know. He still is like, oh, I only told 3 people. But in actuality, he told 3 people plus a bunch of other people.
I think that since he already had his suspicions that Dan was a traitor, that's why he told Dan. And I believe he told Parvati.
Yeah.
So since those were like his 2 big picks, I think he just, maybe he just felt it inside his heart. Because you're right. Yeah. Like he did tell some of the faithfuls as well. And how do you know?
How do you know?
You don't.
I mean, in actuality, his plan is working, but I was just thinking it's not completely a foolproof plan.
I thought it was a great plan, though.
Yeah. Hey, he's the only man who has come up with a plan, so right? He's killing it.
He's really playing the game. He's here to win.
It's so weird that I'm talking to you next to you right now.
I know!
I get to just look over and you're here in the same room.
We're not looking at each other through a screen. We're looking through our eyes. Yeah. Our heart eyes. So, I don't know if you remember, like, the expressions on everybody's face whenever Burgalicious did walk in.
I believe I do.
But do you think that Dan, Phaedra, and Parvati's reactions were telling signs that they were traitors?
I think so. They were even looking at each other like,
hello?
Or it seemed they were looking at each other like, oh, shoot, we messed up.
Yeah, I feel like Dan looked scared.
Uh-huh, he looked scared.
Parvati looked kind of pissed.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, she was just like, oh, okay.
Because I don't think she would have picked it. That was Dan's choice. Mm-hmm. And she was even saying, in less words, that she thought he was lying and
Dan he's like was throwing like, away his murder.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think their faces said a lot.
Yeah. Let's skip to whenever they're sitting at the round table.
Okay.
So, like, Dan wanted to take the heat off of himself. This is the first time that Dan's even ever come up with anything. Oh, I've been watching one person.
Yeah.
And he comes up with, like, the dumbest the dumbest spying that he's done, and then he throws Phaedra out. Like, how dare you? How dare you throw Phaedra out
there?
Oh,
I thought you were Team Traitor, though. Hmm? Or Team Faithful.
Okay, so if a traitor wins, it has to be Phaedra. She's the only one that I'm like, cool, you deserve it.
So you're Team Faithful and Team Phaedra.
Yes. I'm faithfully for Phaedra.
Okay, just want to clarify.
So, yeah, so, like, I just can't believe that he went after her and threw her out there like that. Were you expecting that?
I was not. I was honestly, okay, remember that day he was going around to everyone saying, oh, I'm going to tell you my thoughts at the table. I'm going to tell you my thoughts at the table. Will you give me a shot at the table? Will you
listen? Just hear me out.
Yeah, hear me out at the table and then make a choice. First, I think that was a mistake. I think he should have started planting his seeds before the table.
Yes.
Next, when he went to the table, I was not expecting him to call out Phaedra. He kind of started wide. Mm-hmm. He was like, oh, well, these people haven't or have had weird votes, but then he explained them. And then he got more narrow, and then he's like, well, then there's Phaedra and Parvati and somebody else. And then he even got more narrow and just focused on Phaedra. I was not expecting that at all. I thought if anyone, he would go after Parvati or a Faithful.
See, now, I feel like he is just not playing this game well, obviously, because he went home, but
yeah.
Like, you're not playing this right. Mm-hmm. Nobody is suspecting Phaedra, so you think that you're going to call Phaedra out, and now all of a sudden, everybody around the table, enough people are going to vote her out. Like,
yeah.
If he used Parvati,
yeah.
Then I think he possibly would have still been there. Possibly.
Yeah, because her name was getting called out a lot, too. So if he,
and Peter's very positive that she, too, is a traitor.
Yeah, I think if he would have stuck to his, whatever he called that, his speech, but maybe focused in on Parvati, he would have had a better chance of saving himself, like you're saying.
Yeah.
But Phaedra, I feel like that was just so out of, I just did not expect that at all.
Yeah, and what if he didn't go home?
Uh-huh.
And Parvati did. You know how pissed Phaedra, you know how pissed and uncomfortable it would be to work with Phaedra as your traitor friend, knowing that you just called her out and tried to get everybody on your side to vote her out?
She would never, ever trust him. So then you'd have all the Faithfuls not trusting him, and you would have your fellow traitors not trusting you.
Right, because since there's less traitors than there are Faithfuls, I feel like they really have to kind of work together until it gets towards the end. That's the way I feel.
I do too.
Like, oh, gosh.
So, in my opinion, that was Dan, like, throwing a Hail Mary, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And he called out both the traitors, which was crazy. He definitely went harder on Phaedra. Were you surprised to still see Dan get voted out?
No.
Did you think anyone was going to listen to what he had to say and be like, oh, well, you know what? I'm not going to vote for Dan.
The moment Bergie walked through the door, I was like, you've been caught. You're caught, Dan. Your days are up.
Because, there's nothing he could say or do that would change their mind.
Yeah, because also, Larsa and a few other people, the girl, the pretty blonde girl that walked down, she's like, I'm a Faithful, you idiots!
That's Janelle.
Dan. It's like Dan's name kind of keeps coming up, and then when he picked Bergie, who was on Dan's case, like, Dan thinks, oh, I'm getting him out of here, I'm gonna be good. No, you fucked up. So yeah. I wasn't surprised to see him go home. And his stupid explanation did not help him.
No.
It didn't help.
Were you surprised to see him go after Phaedra?
Yes.
You weren't expecting that either.
When he said her name, I was like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Our girl!
Oh, you really want to go home, don't you? This is your grand plan?
She handled herself so well.
Oh, she got him.
He even said, I should have known better than to go up against a lawyer.
Oh.
Because I do feel like her lawyer skills helps her so much in this game because lawyers can't discuss things. They have to keep it. Private information to themselves. Mm-hmm. Like, this is
They're good under pressure. Like, they can stay calm. And Phaedra's very, like, matter of fact. But just so, like, well, Dan.
Yeah.
If there's anyone who's a traitor, it would be you. And I'm like, oh, my God. Because I'd be screaming across the table. I'd be like, how dare you pick me? Mm-hmm. But no, my monster spilled on me.
Oh, it's not that bad.
It's not that bad.
You did good. It
mostly
got
on my clothes.
Yeah.
I'll just wipe it up. It's fine. It's fine. So now that Dan has thrown Phaedra's name out there, do you think that's going to be problematic for her? Because Trishelle at the end was like, oh, Phaedra, I didn't think of that. Why? And since Dan is a traitor, and he threw out Phaedra's name, that's so unsuspecting.
Yeah.
You think that could be a problem?
I think it could be problematic for her because no one has written her name down. No one has voted for her. No one has said, oh, you know what? I know, Phaedra's a traitor. No one has said that. And now Dan is saying it.
Yeah, and he's like, well, who gets along with everybody?
Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I think he planted a seed, and I think people might start questioning Phaedra. And like you said, Trishelle is already like, oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
I now think Phaedra's a traitor. So she could probably convince others of that, too.
Yeah, I think she could,
too. I think it will be problematic. As Phaedra said, Parvati is in the ICU. And Phaedra's just now walking into the hospital. Yeah. That was so funny. She's like, you're in the ICU, honey.
Doesn't she tell her, oh, this is going to be your last night. This is your last kill tonight or some shit like that.
I think she said it might be, yeah. So I want to talk about the games real quick. That game where they had to collect all of the slingshot pieces and push it up this massive hill. Looked so hard.
Plus, you have to find the shields.
Yeah.
And carry the ammo boxes. That's what they were. Ammo boxes.
Yes. Cherie wound... Oh, well, spoiler alert. I mean, this whole podcast is a spoiler, but I'll just throw it out there. Cherie won the shield, but I don't think she really needed it. But congrats, girl. Would you now... Okay, when I asked you this before, you said the hardest game looked like the water puzzle. But now, do you think that slingshot game is now your new hardest?
This slingshot game was a lot of physical labor. And I don't know if you remember, but there's a clip where they're like, 20 more feet, guys, 20 more feet. And then I think it's Trishelle who walks down and she's like, y'all, there's more.
Oh, could you imagine thinking you're almost there?
20 more feet, what? There's more? Like, my heart dropped for them. Because I'm like, how much more are you going to make these poor people endure? Because that looked really hard. I think it would be hard to put the catapult together.
Uh-huh.
Because that's not my catapult.
Did you see all those instructions?
Yeah, like, what are you talking about? It takes me all day to build something for the house. Like, oh, there's no way. Everything's very heavy.
Yeah.
I thought it was crazy that it doesn't matter who grabbed the ammo box. It was who puts the ammo box onto the thing that gets
And Kate was sitting there with the ammo box like, I don't want to put it on the thing, which I think was a smart move.
I do, too.
If she would have put the ammo box, someone else's ammo box, on the hay barrel, it wasn't a hay barrel.
Well, I get what you're saying. It looks like that.
Yeah, if she would have put the ammo box on the hay and claimed a shield, she would have put a target on her back for the person who actually did collect the ammo box.
Yeah, I like how they were like, well, who do you think deserves it? And she's like, no one.
No one! And then she dropped it. She's like, meh.
Yeah, and that's when Peter comes up and he was like, thank you, takes the box and goes. I think Kate is so funny. Since I hadn't watched the season one, I didn't know Kate.
Uh-huh.
Now that I'm going backwards and watching season one, I like Kate even more
uh-huh.
for season two. And all she wants is she just wants to hang out in the castle. She just wants the luxury in the castle.
Yes. And I remember when she came into this season two, I was saying, I'm so surprised to see her. I can't believe she's here. But you hadn't really watched season one yet. Now that you've watched season one, are you surprised to see her here?
I am.
Because it's not that she was a bad player. It just seemed like she didn't want to play at all.
Okay, season one spoiler. This is why I think it's so crazy to see Kate there. She was throwing money out.
She's throwing money out.
She was saying straight up, like, I don't even fucking kill care me. About being here anymore. Like, just kill me. I don't care. I'll go home. It's fine. And then they're keeping her, right? So I'm like, why did you want to come back?
I know.
Why did you want to come back? But she did say she's trying to lose that baby weight, which I don't see any on her.
What baby weight?
What baby weight, Kate? But yeah, she's funny.
I love her. I have really grown. I think Doug and I have just grown this huge spot in our hearts for her. Mm-hmm. I think she's like our favorite.
I think
besides Phaedra,
Kate's another favorite. She is so funny.
Yeah, and I was surprised to see her come back, but I'm actually really happy she's there. She just adds really great commentary to everything.
And I like her face too. Like, I don't know if it's like filler and Botox and stuff, but when she's talking and she's making these jokes, like, she's got just such a serious face, and it makes it even funnier.
Yeah, she's queen of resting bitch face.
Love Kate.
Okay, so the other game I wanted to talk about real quick, since we went off track a little bit with Kate, because she's such a jewel.
Queen Kate.
In episode 7, they did a mission in the woods. It was like a this or that. They asked a question, and you either went left or right, depending on the answer. And it was so freaking hilarious.
This is the funniest challenge.
I laughed so much during this. I could not stop laughing. People were just randomly falling in holes of, like, it looked like tar.
It looks so gross. I would not want that on me.
I felt bad for the people in the tar.
I'd rather get sucked up in the leaf hammock.
So I was just gonna ask you.
Oh, were you?
Yeah, I was gonna off script ask you. Would you rather be put in the tar pit or sucked in the hammock?
Sucked in the hammock.
Sucked in the hammock all day.
All day.
That shit was so funny.
Oh my god. And then there's a part where just everyone is dropping one right after another.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, no! 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 It got you too! And Phaedra, I don't remember who Phaedra's partner was, but she picked the direction. He goes in front of her. And then he gets caught up, and she's like, oh, no, I'm sorry. She runs off.
I'm sorry.
She's so funny. Oh, my God. Yeah, definitely rather be in the hammock.
One more thing about the games, and then I swear I'm going to move on.
You don't ever have to move on.
Yay. Were you surprised when Parvati and John didn't get the shield? It ended up going to Sandra and Kevin.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Because I was so mad. Yes. I don't want her to get the shield. I don't like Parvati.
I know.
But I've heard, because I haven't seen Survivor, but I've heard that she is like a really strategic, tactical game player. Like, she is very smart. She knows what she's doing. I just don't like her. Online, I see people talk shit about her headbands, but that's my favorite part about her. I love her headbands. I love them. I love them. But yeah, I was happy to see that Sandra and Kevin made it by the skin of their teeth.
Yeah, I was pretty sure that John was slower than Sandra and Kevin.
I didn't think about that because he's a little older.
And he runs weird.
Well,
he runs slow in small steps. When he runs, he, like, makes small steps.
Like, he's shuffling?
Yeah, it's a shuffle run. Yeah, you can just hear it.
Oh, my God. So funny. So, now that there's only two traders left.
Yes, because Dan was booted out.
Booted. By Dan. Now that there's only two left, they have the option where they get to murder Or they can invite a new traitor to the group. If you invite a new traitor to the group, by the way, you don't get to do the murder that night.
Ugh, sucks.
It does suck. Do you think that they should be allowed to do that?
Yeah, I think it's cool to add someone new, but I'm wondering, which one would you have chosen? Would you have chosen a murder or invite?
I would have chose to murder, yeah. I think.
Mm-hmm. I think I would have chosen to invite.
You probably would. Who would you have invited?
I don't know. Maybe Kate. Because no one really expects her. She's new to the group, and give her a shot. Why not?
You know, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Yeah, but I like them being able to add new traitors, because I'm team traitor.
It was, since I hadn't seen the first one, it was a twist for me. I was like, what? You get to do this? Like, that's kind of not fair.
Yeah.
That's kind of not fair.
Yeah.
Because it makes it seem like the one traitor that they did get, now it doesn't matter. But it did matter. Sometimes people don't become traitors because they're little faithfuls.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Sometimes. So they decided to invite, and they decided to invite Peter, because Peter is on their cottontails.
Mm-hmm.
He has a game plan. He's kind of been a ringleader. People are listening to him. People are voting with him. He set up this trap. It seems to be working. He helped them snag Dan. So, of course, they decided to invite Peter. If you were Peter, would you have taken that invite, or would you have remained a faithful?
I feel like it would be a really hard choice to make, honestly, because from Peter's perspective, first of all, I would want to know who the traitors are, right? Yeah. Like, I would be dying to know, was I right?
Uh-huh.
Was I right? I would just want to know. Secondly, I think it'd be really hard, though, because you have been playing this game so gung-ho, like, to catch the traitor. And I feel like you're probably making connections and friendships, and, like, you're starting to trust people. I think it'd be hard to fucking switch that.
Yeah.
Right? Because you wouldn't still be like, oh, it's Parvati, it's Parvati.
And how would you? How would you be like, oh, it's Parvati, it's Parvati, it's Parvati. And then all of a sudden you wake up the next morning, no one's murdered, and you're like, you know what? I don't think it's Parvati after all.
I actually think she's a really sweet girl. Maybe we need to start looking at, Sandra.
Yeah, maybe we should just make headbands with her or something. Get to know her.
Yeah, I am glad that Peter didn't accept.
Oh, you are.
Yeah, I'm glad that he didn't accept, because I feel like it kind of shows that he has some loyalty. Like,
yeah, a lot. Yeah.
Yeah, he's got he's remaining loyal to the people that he's on the hunt for. And I really think it was a dumb choice to fucking invite him.
Yeah.
I think that was a horrible choice.
Yeah, I think they could have.
That's when Phaedra was like, oh, Parvati, this is your last one.
Yeah. But would you have taken the invite? At the end of the day, do you think you would have taken it?
I think I probably would have. I think my curiosity would have got, and I want the robe. I really want to wear the fucking robe.
Right.
I want to go to the room. I want to go. Room. Yeah, I want to see where you guys are going.
You're like, it's cool that we made friends and all, but I'm going to go wear a cool robe and find out.
Yeah, and I would feel like maybe people wouldn't suspect me because I have been such a good player.
Yeah, and you wouldn't vote out a traitor being a traitor.
Oh,
I think I would have taken it too, because I am nosy AF. I would just want to know.
Yes!
I gotta know.
Yes.
Okay, so in the last episode, episode 7, they did not do a round table. Instead, they did a fire torch lighting, which was a huge plot twist.
They flipped the script.
They sure did. During this fire thing, this fire round table, I guess we'll call it, the players got to choose who was safe and who was not safe.
And this is from whenever Sandra and Kevin won the shields. because mm-hmm. they got to choose first
yep.
who they were going to save. So instead of the traitors killing you, it's in the hand of the faithfuls almost. Well, not really, because...
Yeah, I think instead of, like, everyone voting out one person, you're actually, everyone's choosing someone to save. Mm-hmm. Like, vote in. So, the people that were left was Trishel, Burgalicious, MJ, and Kate. Those are the only people who didn't get their flames lit. Those are the only people that the traitors can now murder.
Trishel took that shit so hard.
Yeah.
She took that shit to heart. What was that guy's name? CJ. She thought CJ was, come on, baby, light my fire. And he mm-hmm. was like, pass.
Yeah. Don't take it so personal.
Yeah. Essentially, he also called her a weak player. Because he was like, well, it's for the game.
Yeah, she was crying. She was not expecting him not to light her flame. Because they had like a little pact that they would have each other's back.
Mm-hmm.
And when it came time for him to prove that he had her back, he failed.
He failed miserably. That kind of hurt me for her. Because I feel like you could see her hurt and, like, feel her hurt.
Yeah, it's kind of like when you're in school and you're picking people to be on your baseball team and no one picks you.
Yeah.
It's not a good feeling.
It really isn't. I'm sorry, what was the question? I just started thinking about Trishel's feelings.
I know, we were all up in her feelings. Okay, so who do you think they're going to murder? Trishel, Bergie, MJ, or Kate?
That's a hard one.
It really is.
I think it's a hard one because, first of all, they weren't prepared to have to murder them. Bergie, he could still be on the chopping block, you know, because he's
like a part of that
group. He's part of the group. Yeah, he's part of the group. He was part of the plan to take down a traitor. So I feel like Bergie, honestly, would be the most strategic.
Yeah.
Person to choose. Because MJ is just kind of there.
Mm-hmm.
Trishel isn't doing that great. It's not like she's doing anything amazing. And I feel like it'd be Berg.
I do too because, okay, so you're a traitor and you're trying not to get voted out. You know Bergie is going to pick whoever Peter's picking. And Peter's picking Parvati.
Parvati. Oh, yeah.
So that'd be one less vote.
Oh, wait, though. Since there's no round table, I wonder if they're going to get the option to choose somebody else if they want to? Or no, did that flame, like, really just keep you safe? Like, they have to vote.
Yeah, they have to vote one of these four people.
And I wonder if a murder will happen that night, too.
Oh, they get to murder one of these four people. This is all the traitors get to choose from. So that was the round table. These are the five people. Instead of voting...
One of them is not waking up from the night.
So the round table was, instead of voting someone out...
Sorry, y'all, I'm stupid. I get confused.
Instead of everyone voting someone out, this time they got to vote who would stay safe. And who would have the potential to get murdered. So... There's actually five, but Parvati is one of them, and she's not going to murder herself. So.
You know what's so crazy is Cherie. Cherie has so much faith in Phaedra.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, I've known you for so long, 10 years, like, or 20 years. They've known each other for a long time.
Yeah, and I don't quite understand the dynamic of their history because I haven't watched Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Yeah. Me neither.
But they had a moment there.
Yeah.
For sure.
And I'm like, ooh, you're putting your trust in the wrong person. But Phaedra has been looking out for Cherie.
Yeah. She made sure she didn't get poisoned that one day.
Yeah, she was going to be pissed.
I would love to be in the same room as these cast members when they finally go to watch these shows.
I would love to be in the castle.
Yeah.
Off topic, what's your favorite room so far in the castle?
If oh, you could think I like of one. The one. It's so crazy you asked me that because I was watching yesterday and I was thinking, this is my favorite room. It's a room, there's a fireplace, and then there's like flannel print wallpaper. Mm-hmm. I don't know, is it the library? Or
the billiard room. I think it's.
I don't know.
I think the library's blue.
Okay. Yeah, because it has the blue shelving. But isn't the billiard room red? It has the bar? I don't know. Whatever room has the flannel-looking wallpaper in the fireplace, that's my favorite room.
Is there a sink in there, like a big island with
no,
a sink?
No, that's the kitchen.
I think the kitchen's my favorite.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's green. It's, like, green. They have, like, there's spooky. Always flowers and stuff in the sink, and there's stuff yeah. in the sink, and they yeah. just sit around, and I'm like, I like this fucking room. I want to be in this one. This room's nice.
It's so nice.
So nice. Oh, and their breakfast every morning looks I so good.
Room. You know, now that you mention it, the breakfast room might be my favorite
right?
room.
Right? The breakfast room is really beautiful. Yeah. The table always has flowers, fresh flowers on that table.
And there's food.
And there's food, and it looks amazing.
Speaking of food.
We're here for the food.
Speaking of food. I think this is where we might want to wrap it up, because we're going to go out for Linner.
Yeah, we're getting Linner at yeah. the Magic Conch, which is actually the Conch House in St. Augustine.
And it's so good. If you're ever in St. Augustine, definitely go to the Conch House. There's these little tikis. Oh my goodness.
Sorry, my can farted.
There's these little tikis in the sky, and it's the food is amazing. It could be in a basement for all I care, and I would still go because the food is so good.
And they have alligators, because it's such yeah. a Floridian thing to do, is yeah. we got gators. Get them gators.
Yeah, but next week, we are going to talk about Real Housewives of Miami. We're going to do a little season catch-up and just discuss what's happened so far on season 6, and maybe we'll talk about some predictions of what's to come.
Yeah, and we're definitely, of course, going to discuss who's our favorites.
Yes.
Right?
And fashion.
Fashion!
I could tell you right now who's my favorite, but I won't. We'll save it for next time. All TBD.
Right. Yeah. All right, everybody. Well, like, subscribe, follow us on j.a.m.session podcast on Instagram. We post things on there like memes and stories, and find us on all of your streaming podcasts.
Yeah.
Like us. Please like us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, we're signing off. Love you. Bye.
Bye.